Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
Empty-handed we come to the high holy throne. Open inside with nothing to hide, we offer praises. We now worship the name of the
We bring praises to you, Lord. We offer you our praise, our adoration, and our lives. To the great God of heaven, who knows our very name, who knows everything about us, and still loves us with an everlasting love. Heavenly Father, we do come into your presence today in the name of Jesus, the very image of your person, who came to this earth to show us what you were like. Father, we know you are a spirit. You don't have a body, so you indwelled the body of Jesus. He taught us. He died for us. He rose again for us, so that we might have a relationship with you today. Praise the Lord for your great mercy and grace. Praise the Lord for Jesus, who paid the penalty for all of our sins, a penalty that we were not capable of paying in ourselves. The Word says that all of our righteous acts are worth nothing. They're as filthy rags when it comes to redeeming ourselves. We could not do that, Lord. But you redeemed us by your blood on the cross of Calvary, and you know us individually. And you want to know us better, Lord. You want a relationship with us. You've given us a free choice to accept that free gift of salvation or reject it and live in our sins. Father, thank you for your Holy Spirit who prompts us every day to cling to you and to accept that gift while there is time. Now is the accepted time. This will not always be true, Lord. There will come a time in the future where that opportunity will be no more. So, Father, thank you that you are waiting for this person who may be listening today to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, Redeemer and coming King. Father, we worship you today. With grateful hearts, we come into your presence to sing praises, to sing adoration songs, to talk about you, and to worship and just be in your presence. Father, thank you for knowing us and for loving us and for providing a way so that we might spend eternity with you in heaven. You are our holy God. You are what's important in this life. It's not the things that we see with our eyes. It's what we see with the heart that you've placed in us. The acknowledgement, the knowledge of you, Lord. It may be a very small part of who you are, but it's enough for us to know that you love us and that you want a relationship with us. That's why we were created, Father, I believe, to have a relationship with you. Take pleasure in our adoration today. Take pleasure in our praise when we share Psalm 106 later, which talks a lot about the history of the Israelites, Lord, and your patience with them. And I thank you, Father, for your patience with us and how you lead us along each day because you know us, because you know our very names. And Father, we know the name of Jesus as well. The name that the Bible says, at which every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord indeed. The name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Our Redeemer, our Lord, our Savior, our Good Shepherd, our coming King. Oh, And now let me share with you Psalm 106 out of the Living Bible. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His faithful love endures forever. Who can list the glorious miracles of the Lord? Who can ever praise Him half enough? Happy are those who deal justly with others and always do what is right. Remember me too, Lord, when you show favor to your people. Come to me with your salvation. Let me share in the prosperity of your chosen ones. Let me rejoice in the joy of your people. Let me praise you with those who are your heritage. Both we and our ancestors have sinned. We have done wrong. We have acted wickedly. Our ancestors in Egypt were not impressed by the Lord's miracles. They soon forgot His many acts of kindness to them. Instead, they rebelled against Him at the Red Sea. Even so, He saved them to defend the honor of His name and to demonstrate His mighty power. He commanded the Red Sea to divide, and a dry path appeared. He led Israel across the sea bottom that was as dry as a desert. So He rescued them from their enemies and redeemed them from their foes. Then the water returned and covered their enemies. Not one of them survived. Then at last His people believed His promises. Then they finally sang His praise. Yet how quickly they forgot what He had done. They wouldn't wait for His counsel. In the wilderness their desires ran wild, testing God's patience in that dry land. So He gave them what they asked for, but He sent a plague along with it. The people in the camp were jealous of Moses and envious of Aaron, the Lord's holy priest. Because of this, the earth opened up. It swallowed Dathan and buried Abiram and other rebels. Fire fell upon the followers. A flame consumed the wicked. Then the people made a calf at Mount Sinai. They bowed before an image made of gold. They traded their glorious God for a statue of a grass-eating ox. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done such great things in Egypt, such wonderful things in that land, such awesome deeds at the Red Sea. So He declared He would destroy them. But Moses, His chosen one, stepped between the Lord and the people. He begged Him to turn from His anger and not destroy them. The people refused to enter the pleasant land, for they wouldn't believe His promise to care for them. Instead, they grumbled in their tents and refused to obey the Lord. Therefore, He swore that He would kill them in the wilderness, that He would scatter their descendants among the nations, exiling them to distant lands. Then our ancestors joined in worship of Baal at Peor. They even ate sacrifices offered to the dead. They angered the Lord with all these things, so a plague broke out among them. But Phinehas had the courage to step in, and the plague was stopped. So he has been regarded as a righteous man ever since that time. At Meribah, too, they angered the Lord, causing Moses serious trouble. They made Moses angry, and he spoke foolishly. Israel failed to destroy the nations in the land, as the Lord had told them. Instead, they mingled among the pagans and adopted their evil customs. They worshipped their idols, and this led to their downfall. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, by sacrificing them to the idols of Canaan. They polluted the land with murder. They defiled themselves by their evil deeds, and their love of idols was adultery in the Lord's sight. That is why the Lord's anger burned against His people, and He abhorred His special possession. He handed them over to pagan nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies crushed them, and He brought them under their cruel power. Again and again He delivered them, but they continued to rebel against Him, and they were finally destroyed by their sin. Even so, He pitied them in their distress and listened to their cries. He remembered His covenant with them and relented because of His unfailing love. He even caused their captors to treat them with kindness. O Lord our God, save us. Gather us back from among the nations so that we can thank Your holy name and rejoice and praise You. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love he's proved faithful to me. Every word he's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. I see.
Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra, soloist Damaris Caubaugh, her rendition of He is Faithful and Great is Thy Faithfulness. Right now in the background, it's Linda McKechnie at the piano, along with the London Festival Orchestra, Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us and Gentle Shepherd. Coming up a little later in our broadcast today, we have a short devotional by Max Lucado on Your Rod and Your Staff, They Comfort Me, all about how our Lord knows us by name. I mean, the shepherd knows his sheep. He knows each one by name. And our wonderful shepherd knows you, too. He knows your name, and he says he will never forget it. He said in Isaiah chapter 49, verse 16, I have written your name on my hand. Not only is your name written on God's hand, but what matters to you matters to him. When it comes to the major league difficulties like death and disease, sin and disaster, you know that God cares for you. I mean, he's got a whole universe to run. Well, what's important to you is important to him. More significant than any title or position, it's a simple factor that you are God's child. We really are his children. And as a result, if something is important to you, it's important to God. The Good Shepherd loves us so much that we are called the children of God. We really are his children, and he knows each one of us by name. We have this little devotional by Max Lucado coming up a little later on in the broadcast. I just want to say thank you for your letters, and when you're able, and your financial help for this ministry. It's important to us if we are to continue on the air, and I just want to say thank you. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You can find that address on our website at www.calltoworship.us. In addition to our address there, you can actually make a contribution to Call to Worship by way of our internet. So check that out. And there are some other things there too, like the program itself. Maybe our program is not available in your area, where you can listen to Call to Worship anytime you want. We post our program online, and it's up and running on our website for an entire week. And there are other things on their website too, like the playlist for the program, listing the name and the artist, the album information, all that's available. And there are other things there too. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Now let's get back to this music in the background with Linda McKechnie at the piano and the London Festival Orchestra as we pick up the song, Gentle Shepherd.
So far from glory, came and dwelt among the lowly, such as I. To suffer shame and such disgrace. Then I ask myself this question, who am I? Who am I?
periodically during our call to worship programs, we've been going through the book by Max Lucado entitled Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countryman Books. Today I want to share some thoughts from that wonderful 23rd Psalm, and we are now up to the latter part of verse 4, where it says, Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. God has proven himself to be a faithful father. Now it falls to us to be trusting children. When we see a flock of sheep, we see exactly that, a flock. A rabble of wool, a herd of hoofs. We don't see a sheep, we see sheep. All alike, none different. That's what we see. But it's not so with the shepherd. To him, every sheep is different. Every face is special. Every face has a story. And every sheep has a name. The one with the sad eyes, that's Droopy, and the fellow with the ear up and the other down, we can call him Oscar. And there's a small one with a black patch on his leg. He's an orphan with no brothers. We can call him Joseph. You see, the shepherd knows his sheep. He calls them by name. When we see a crowd, we see exactly that, a crowd, filling a stadium or flooding a mall. When we see a crowd, we see people, not persons, but people. A herd of humans, a flock of faces, that's what we see. But not so with our good shepherd. To him, every face is different. Every face is a story. Every face is a child, and every child has a name. The one with the sad eyes, that could be Sally. The old fellow with one eyebrow up and one down, Harry's his name. And the young one with a limp, he's an orphan with no brothers. We can call him Joey. You see, the shepherd knows his sheep. He knows each of us by name. The shepherd knows you. He knows your name, and he will never, ever forget it. Isaiah 49:16 says, I have written your name on my hand. Quite a thought, isn't it? Your name on God's hand? Your name on God's lips? Maybe you've seen your name in some special places, you know, on an award or a diploma or a walnut door. Or maybe you've even heard your name from some important people like a coach or a celebrity or a teacher. But to think that your name is on Almighty God's hand and on God's lips, my, could it be? Not only is your name written on God's hand, but what matters to you matters to him. You probably think that's true when it comes to the big stuff, you know, when it comes to the major league difficulties, like death and disease, sin and disaster. You know that God cares about that. But what about the smaller things? What about the grouchy bosses or the flat tires or the lost dogs? What about broken dishes, late flights or toothaches, or a crashed hard disk on your computer? Do these things matter to God? I mean, he's got a universe to run. He's got the planets to keep balanced and presidents and kings to watch over. He's got wars to worry with and famines to fix. What am I to tell him about my ingrown toenail or something that minor? Well, I'm glad you ask. Let me tell you who you are. In fact, let me proclaim who you are. Romans 8:17, you are an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ. Luke 20:36, you are eternal like an angel. 1 Corinthians 9:25, you have a crown that will last forever. 1 Peter 2:5 and Exodus 19:5, you are a holy priest, a treasured possession. Ephesians 1:4 says, you were chosen before the creation of the world. Think about that. And Deuteronomy 26:19, you are destined for praise, fame, and honor, and you will be a holy people to the Lord your God. That's right out of Scripture. You are important to God. But more than any of these verses that I read, more significant than the title or position is the simple fact that you are God's child. 1 John 3:1, the Father has loved us so much that we are called children of God, and we really are his children. I love that last phrase. We really are His children. It's as if John knew some of us would shake our heads and say, no, not me. Mother Teresa, maybe, and maybe Billy Graham, all right, but not me. If those are your feelings, John added that phrase just for you. We really are His children. And as a result, if something is important to you, it's important to God, because you are important to God Almighty. Heavenly Father, I thank You that I can count on Your rod and Your staff to comfort me. I thank You, Father, that You know my name, You know everything about me, and You still love me with an everlasting love. That I am important to You, to God Almighty, who runs the entire universe, and yet cares and loves and gave His Son for me. Father, thank You for that great love, and thank You for eternity when I may spend it all worshiping and praising Your holy name.
Jana Paschal singing for us, He Knows Your Name. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm also thankful for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.com. Call to worship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is part of the broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. And now let's wind up our time together with the Don Marsh Chorus and Orchestra and their song, My Tribute, To God Be the Glory.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, host of A Call to Worship, heard every weekend right here on this station. This is a song that we're going to begin our program with this week. We bring praise to the Lord. We'll also share the 106th Psalm and talk about how our Father, our Good Shepherd, watches over us, and knows us all by name. Lots of great worship and praise music. I hope you'll worship with us this week right here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Hi, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, host of A Call to Worship, heard every weekend here on this station. This is one of the songs we'll be using on this week's broadcast. We'll also be sharing the 106th Psalm and talking a little bit more about the 23rd Psalm, how our Good Shepherd knows our name and loves us very much. Worship with us this week, won't you, here on A Call to Worship and Praise.